see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, so the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will? Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 and then he showed me his bill. Another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Hantoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com. Or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We'd love for you to make an appointment, and the easiest way to make an appointment would be to call my cell phone directly. That's at area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. Or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. And the website with a wealth of information is spineboy.com. You will find the answers to your health-related questions at spineboy.com. And if you don't, send me an email and I'll answer them for you. So we're here each week to share some information that I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And the man that helps me do that is sitting in studio with me once again. His name is Mark Sabin, and he's the man behind the scenes. He puts the shows together, develops the content, asks the questions, and hopefully helps me create clarity for you, the listener, when your health matters. And welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thank you, Doc Rick. It's a pleasure to be here with you once again. And, you know, every week that we get to talk about all these different health issues, and we talk about so many different issues from so many different points of view, to be able to help people understand what's going on with their health. And I know that your mission is really to help people thrive in their lives, thrive with their health in a way that they can do it without having to rely on being in a treatment program for the rest of their lives with medications or with surgeries. And one of the things that's happening so much today, and we hear about this with the opioid crisis that's going on and people becoming addicted and how do they get off their drugs and all this kind of things, is the notion that people have to deal with pain. And how do you manage your pain? And you don't prescribe medications at all in your practice. So is pain an issue that you actually are dealing with patients?
Oh, I get lots of pain in my office, and lots of times and more times recently, I get more and more phone calls. I probably get about 20 phone calls a week from people who are currently taking opioid medications, and their doctor has stopped prescribing them because now they have new rules and regulations about how many of those things they're allowed to prescribe. And the doctor's just like, you know, this is your prescriptions run out. We can't help you anymore. And so they call me because if you look up pain management on Dr. Google there in the Pooler area, my name comes up. And so they're calling me thinking that I'm a medical doctor and that I'm going to prescribe them more opioids. And they give me their song and dance. And I understand it is a song and dance, but it's very real to the person who's suffering with pain. Sure. And my heart goes out to them because it is so unbearable to be dealing with chronic pain all the time. So I refer them to a website, which is nrc.md. N as in Nancy, R as in Robert, C as in Cat. Period. M as in Mary, D as in dog. And I ask anybody and everybody to go to that website. And that's a technique that I use in the office. It's called Neurologic Relief Centers technique. And I've taken somebody with chronic pain on 14 different medications and can't use their arm and they're disabled, etc. And I got rid of that chronic pain that they've had with all those meds in 30 seconds. And they've never had pain since.
Well, that is pretty tremendous. And certainly being able to help people manage their pain in a way where you're not having to go onto these drugs, because once you're on the drugs, it may not be the pain that's causing you to need these opioids. It may be simply the fact that it's an addictive substance, and now suddenly you're not feeling normal unless you're getting the fix.
That's exactly correct. And again, it's very sad. And, you know, the government's put out some news stories basically saying that they're going to get involved. And wonderful, the government's going to get more involved in circumstances that they don't have a solution to, nor do they understand the problem, and nor do they want to cut off the hand that feeds them. But they're going to put out the press releases that says that they're going to get involved and they're going to get to the bottom of this. But at the end of the day, I promise you, it's just going to help them develop newer drugs that have less of that kind of addiction or that kind of consequence of taking the meds, and they'll say, well, we have a new and improved thing, and you just sit back and watch it happen, because I promise you that's what's going to happen.
Well, they approach the physiology of pain, and the reason opioids work is because they basically disrupt the receptors of pain, and so that you don't feel the pain. But what is happening when you're experiencing pain?
Well, your body releases various hormones and neurotransmitters and prostaglandins that communicate that there's a problem that needs addressing. And so, God's way of getting our attention is by giving us pain. That's basically letting us know that we've gone off of the correct path. The law of consequences is being activated, and you're experiencing a direct indication that's letting you know that you're doing the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. And there are times where it's appropriate to take action that may end up causing pain. But at the end of the day, if you're just sitting around and you're in chronic pain, that means that the insides of your body is basically struggling and fighting within itself, and it's manifesting in pain. And if you get deep-seated inside the nervous system neurological-based pain, those are communication junction problems at the various stages within the spinal cord up to the pain centers within the brain. And sometimes a circuit gets turned off, and that's what helps to shut the pain off, and then the pain doesn't shut off. And sometimes a nerve gets overstimulated, and that increases the pain firings, and then the person's, again, in chronic pain. And so there's ways that I've learned over the years, and the different certifications that I've gone and gotten in an effort to help people get out of these particular circumstances. And I would ask people who are serious about helping themselves, it's not about the drug addiction. If you call me looking for drugs, you're not getting them, so don't waste your phone call. But 9 times out of 10, the person's so out of their normal state of being able to think that they don't even read what they just see. This is a phone number associated with pain management. I'm going to call and see if I can get the drugs, not even recognizing the fact that, you know, I had this one guy call me over 20 times.
Oh, my.
Not recognizing that he'd already called me 19 other times. He's still getting the same answer, but his brain is so dysfunctional as a result of pain that he doesn't even know that he's called me 20 times. he's just trying to solve the equation of where do I get my drugs from? Mm-hmm. And it's sad when a person loses their identity because of pain and taking the meds that they're taking, which are so grossly addicting and damaging to the body and ruining lives, etc. It's very disheartening to watch, which is why I want people to consider what it is that I have to offer, because there's no drugs involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can do it all, and you do it what you do without any kind of medications at all. So you never run into the consequence of having somebody become addicted to the treatment.
No, we help them get over their addictions.
Mm-hmm. So I've read that inflammation is one of the greatest health issues that's facing us today. And it seems that a great number of health issues are directly related to inflammation. Is pain related to inflammation?
Not necessarily. It's possible to have pain and no obvious inflammation, and having inflammation does not always result in pain, at least initially, until the body can no longer compensate. And there's always some level of nerve involvement when a person has inflammation, which is a result of a malfunctioning within the body somewhere. And so inflammation is the first indication that your body is lacking specific ingredients. So inflammation is an indication of a nutritional deficiency within the body. And so all inflammation starts as a result of a lack of proper nutrients.
Hmm. Wow. What about tolerance to pain? Is it true that different people have different tolerance to pain?
Oh, absolutely. And this is why they use a scale specific to the individual. You come into the doctor's office, and one of the questions they may ask you, either in a form or they may ask you verbally, is I want you to rate your pain on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 mm-hmm. being the most severe pain you've ever had, and 1 being it's really not a problem at all. And that's a subjective way of understanding where a person's at. And it's purely subjective. There's no way for the doctor to validate whether what the person's telling them is true or not.
Right.
And there are other tests that one can do to figure out if a person's called quote, a malingerer, whether they're kind of making it up. Yeah, oh, a doc, yeah, that really hurts. And it's like, okay, and then they do a couple of other things, and then they go back to that, and then the person's not saying that really hurts anymore. And it's like, okay, well, gee, it was at a 10 20 seconds ago, and now it doesn't even register, so what's going on there, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know that I think when you go into the doctor's office, if you were to go into an emergency room and your pain is on a lower part of the scale, then you get moved to the back of the list in terms of how quickly you'll be seen.
Yes, because it's not bad enough.
Mm-hmm. So is there a difference between severe pain and chronic pain?
Well, severe pain is usually acute, while chronic pain is long-standing pain, but you can have severe chronic pain.
Mm. What would be a condition that you might see where somebody had severe chronic pain?
Anything that there's, some sort of damage to the nerve itself.
Mm-hmm.
This is a ridiculous circumstance as far as I'm concerned, because I typically fix it in one visit, but there are doctors that make a living off of treating sciatica.
Right.
And sciatica is that pain in your butt that goes all the way down your leg, sometimes all the way to your foot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's actually a very simple condition to fix. My mom knows somebody that was suffering tremendously with sciatica, and she suggested that the person come see me, and the person never even called me, and I don't know whatever happened to them, but, at the end of the day, you can try to help somebody, but, we think that a lot of our health conditions need complex treatments and need all sorts of tests and medical intervention, because that's the model that they've created in our psyche to make us think that that's what it is. But when I show a person what's causing their reason for sciatica, and we address it in the office the same day that they come in, and they walk out 5 minutes later and they're just like, I can't believe all of that pain that I've had for so long is completely gone. Thank you so much. And they leave. And it's fascinating because the condition never comes back for them. They know other people with sciatica, but they don't refer them. And it's I just don't understand my brothers and sisters that aren't conscientious about helping my brothers and sisters kind of thing.
It's interesting, I know, because your original discipline was chiropractic. And if I remember the story correctly, that the original founder of chiropractic medicine took somebody who was deaf and with an adjustment in their neck restored their hearing. Now, that's not something that your medical doctor would think, that you could just make a little adjustment to the neck and suddenly a deaf person can hear.
Right, and that was D.D. Palmer, the founder of chiropractic, and the gentleman that got adjusted was a janitor by the name of Harvey Lillard, I think his name was. And Dr. Palmer noticed that he had this imbalance in his neck and he had lost his hearing on one side. And so he gave him an adjustment and his hearing was restored. And it's like, okay, so that's a nerve issue as well. But that had nothing to do with pain. But when a person has deep-seated pain within their nervous system, you know, the medical profession thinks that prescribing opioids is going to be that. And I'm sure we'll learn a little bit more about what are these opioids as I imagine where you will go knowing you and mm-hmm. how your brain works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, now, another interesting thing on the pain situation is that I understand that pain is information. And what do you say to that idea that pain is information, is giving you information?
Well, it's definitely giving you information. It's the information that things aren't working properly. Your body's trying to communicate. It's trying to send a communication that says that, you know, there's a problem over here and we need some help. And it's a severe problem that you're not going to be able to ignore. Mm-hmm. And when a body gets to the point of having pain, it's lost well over 60% of normal functioning. It's probably lost closer to 70% of normal functioning. And when you have 70% loss of normal function, you only have 30% left. That's pretty severe. So your body's going to send out a signal flare that basically says, excuse me, pay attention to this, or I'm going to get louder. And if you don't treat it appropriately, it does get louder. And mm-hmm. sometimes treatment means rest, and sometimes treatment means being actively involved in facilitating some level of healing for the person. And mm-hmm. knowing the difference between when to apply versus when to withdraw is the difference between somebody who's an expert versus somebody who's just going through the motions of going through the motions.
Mm-hmm. And since you're talking about it, it's asking for you to do something about it. What happens if you don't manage chronic pain?
If you don't manage chronic pain, mm-hmm. that's interesting. If you don't manage it, I imagine that a person could potentially go insane. I think one of the reasons for why Robin Williams, the wonderful actor who took his own life, was the fact that he had a type of pain that all of his efforts in an effort to try to alleviate that weren't working. Mm-hmm. And he just couldn't tolerate it anymore. And so he took his own life. And I don't recommend that to somebody. I recommend that people, get the love and care and the support that they need. But it's going to be few and far between, because so much of what goes on in healthcare is, you know, basically robotic. Everybody gets tried to get classified into a particular diagnosis, and with the diagnosis comes a particular procedure that they're going to do, and we're going to do these particular steps, and there's nothing individualized anymore, and we don't treat people as individuals. We treat people as a diagnosis, and if you have a diagnosis and you've given me your health insurance card, then you're obligated to do the things that we're going to ask you to do, and doctors don't think anymore. They're all cookie-cutter programs. And it's frustrating for the doctors who still care about their patients, but their hands are tied by the insurance industry. No, this is what you have to do. And when you tell somebody what they have to do long enough, then they develop a sense of apathy about it. And unfortunately, that's what's happened in our healthcare system, is there's so much apathy out there about, you know, well, what do you do to really help this person? Well, we can't really help them because we can't get paid for that. So we're just going to put them through. We're going to go through the motions of putting them on a treadmill of treatment.
And when you talk about apathy, it makes me think, and when you mentioned Robin Williams, that not all pain is necessarily physical pain.
Right.
And so dealing with pain, emotional pain, can be even more excruciating sometimes than physical pain.
It can be, and having techniques to help balance a person's emotions, you know, I've seen how quickly you can take somebody out of depression. Mm-hmm. When you teach somebody the mechanism of depression, then they can get back in the driver's seat, because depression actually is repressed anger. Mm. And so when you understand why the person's angry and why they feel like they don't have any control, and when you can help them address that and see that in a new light, then they don't need to be depressed anymore. And it's again, that's fascinating, because they don't need medicines for depression either.
It's interesting that there are definitely issues and solutions to the issues that people are facing that don't necessarily involve the standard care that we most often see in the medical profession, and that there are other ways to go about it.
Correct.
Well, this is a great conversation. Once again, we need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you some more about pain and pain management.
Very good, Mark. But I want the listener to consider this next commercial. When you need to understand why, consult with Dr. Y.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
How many of you listening to this show are tired of the lack of true solutions to your health concerns? You go to your medical doctor either because your insurance will pay for it or you believe in the traditional allopathic form of care of having tests done to focus in on your problem, get the results, and then are given prescription medication for your pain or symptoms, and you go home feeling less than satisfied. You're left looking at a bottle or two of prescription medication for a condition you do not understand, nor do you feel your medical doctor does either. So you go to Google, type in the name of your medication to look for side effects, and find the list of side effects to be worse than the symptoms you went to see your doctor for. Then you look up the name of the condition your medical doctor told you they are testing you for, and you are not totally convinced that this is what you have. So now what? Ask Dr. Y. Who is Dr. Y? Dr. Y is a holistic healthcare provider who has spent the past 30 years traveling the globe to learn what the rest of the world does to get well from their health concerns without all the medications and surgeries. And he has spent the past 30 years applying these teachings and learnings to great success by understanding the reason why someone develops a health challenge. And more importantly, what needs to be done to remedy the concern. Dr. Y is a provider who will talk to you in simple terms to help you understand the imbalances you have and why they have manifested in the concern that you are trying to resolve. Dr. Y is a provider who will help you to develop a real plan to support you to return to health and balance. Dr. Y will help you to do this by reducing or eliminating the need for prescription medications and allow your body to do what it was meant to do, express abundant health and well-being. If you are tired of the lack of results and the continuous need for more and more prescription medications, you need to ask Dr. Y. Schedule your consultation with Dr. Y by calling 845-561-2225. That's 845-561-2225.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today, Mark and I are discussing pain and pain management. And what do you got for me, Mark?
Well, I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about the history of treating pain and how it came about.
Well, pain has always existed, and people would use alcohol or various plant extracts to help numb the pain and disconnect from the effects of that pain. And as time has gone on, pharmaceuticals have developed synthetic chemicals to concentrate what nature makes and make it more powerful and, create a business around that ultimately creates addictions and keeps people on that treadmill of treatment.
Well, and speaking of addictions, I mean, when did opiates first come around?
Opioids have been around since way the heck back in 3400 BC in Mesopotamia. The Sumerians referred to the plant, the hull gill, as the joy plant, and the Sumerians soon passed it on to the Assyrians, who then passed it to the Egyptians. So as people learned of the power of opium, demands for it increased, and many countries began to grow and process opium to expand its availability and to decrease its cost. Its cultivation spread along the Silk Road from the Mediterranean through Asia and finally to China, where it was a catalyst for the opium wars in the mid-1800s. And so that's kind of the history of opium.
Huh. Were they always a problem, or it sounds like people who were using them in...
Well, initially, we were a much more docile species, and then when it became about money, et cetera, and control and power and all of that, then that's when war started. Mm-hmm. You know, you have something I want, so I'm going to use my power to come take what you have, and I'm going to control it, and I'm going to make you pay for it, and blah, blah, blah. Now you got a business.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, the thing about opioids is that it's not only pain that they suppress. It seems like they suppress any motivation a person might have, except for getting another fix.
And that's called addiction, and addiction is a loss of control over what you're able to do and regulate yourself appropriately.
So do we know what makes it so addictive?
The chemicals and the places that they affect within the brain and the feel-good hormones that they cause to be released inside the nervous system, etc.
So it's a physiological addiction that happens with opioids?
It is a physiological addiction, just like sugar is.
Uh-huh. So now, is the gap between a therapeutic use and drug abuse, is that a narrow
gap, or is there a...
Well, it can be, and that's entirely up to the pharmaceutical industry and the people being prescribed. I do not feel the medical profession appreciates the addictive nature of these medications as they are offered to the medical profession by the profit-making pharmaceutical companies, and they have gone so far as to bribe doctors to prescribe them, and it's really out of hand at this particular point. But, you know, a therapeutic dosage means that you prescribe for a short period of time as a therapy.
Right.
But when a person becomes addicted to it and they've crossed over from a therapeutic use to now they become dependent upon it, then that's where it crosses over into becoming an addiction.
Mm-hmm. Now, another drug that is highly addictive is cocaine. That used to be sold also as a medicinal product, didn't it?
I believe so. I cocaine is not something that I spend a lot of time looking at or understanding. I do know that I've learned from you because of your research that when they use it with mice, that mice actually prefer sugar more than they do cocaine is what I learned from you.
Yeah, so kind of interesting. And originally Coca-Cola had cocaine in it.
Yes, it did, which is what made it so exciting for people to drink.
Uh-huh. Now, another way that they treated a pain, at least for the course of being able to perform surgery, was chloroform, because it could knock people out during a surgery. And that was really a game changer. But there are problems associated with chloroform.
Well, yeah. And chloroform was once administered by inhalation to produce anesthesia, given relief to pain, and used as a remedy for a cough. But it is quite toxic to the kidneys and to the liver, so they had to kind of move away from that.
Mm-hmm. And there are other kind of anesthetics. Are those also potentially dangerous?
Well, if you think about it logically, Mark, these products bypass the consciousness of an individual, and that ultimately is not ideal for anybody. And all chemicals will have side effects, some more dangerous than others, and we need to be more aware of when choosing to, quote, help somebody by using some of these chemicals.
Mm-hmm. So if you're going under anesthesia, that can actually be more dangerous than the procedure you're having done, if you're having a surgical procedure.
Well, if death is a possible outcome, then yes, I would say it's more dangerous. And you'll have to sign a waiver indicating that you understand that there is a possibility of dying when they put you under. And you know, basically, people have to sign off if they're going to have the procedure done. So it's just like, okay, well, I'm throwing caution to the wind. I hope I don't die, but I want to have this procedure done, so I'll sign away. And, you know, it's it's kind of like a forced signing.
Mm-hmm. What is an epidural?
An epidural is a regional anesthetic. So not all of your body is affected all at once. The anesthesiologist injects the drugs around the nerves that carry pain signals from your womb or the uterus of a woman and the cervix of the woman to the brain during labor. So an epidural numbs the belly and it usually gives a very effective pain relief for, childbirth or a cesarean section or what have you.
Now, there are local anesthetics as well. So, for instance, if you go and have dental work done, you usually get a shot of Novocaine. How does that work?
Novocaine used to be the common local anesthetic used in dentistry. It's no longer used, as some people have found similar allergic reactions to it. It causes loss of feeling or numbness of the skin and the mucous membranes.
Mm-hmm. What are the risks when you block the nerves?
The risks of the nerves never coming back on, so to speak.
Really?
Anything can happen if you block the nervous system from doing its job, which is to control, regulate, and interpret stimuli from the outside world. And when you damage the nerves, then you may have ruined the person's ability to have a normal function required to do their life, or a normal interpretation of a sensory nerve versus a normal function related to a motor nerve. So you got to be real careful when you're creating a block to a nerve, because you're doing something to turn it off, and there's no guarantee that it's going to turn back on again.
Well, I mean, probably the most common way that kind of blockage is used is when you're doing dental work. That's probably the most common usage of it.
Right.
And I haven't heard that as a consequence of having the Novocaine or something like that in a dental procedure. And certainly going through a dental procedure without some kind of nerve block would be pretty tough to do.
It could be. I've had patients do both. I've had people do it with the Novocaine, and they've permanently lost feeling to a particular part of their lower jaw, their gum on the inside, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And that was very disheartening for them. And they love their dentist, and they didn't want to acknowledge the fact that it was because of a dental procedure that they have this, you know, hypersensitive numbness. Mm-hmm. numbness area associated with what's going on in their lower jaw lip area. And then I've also had patients who are just like, you know, I don't want the drugs. I know it's going to hurt, and I'm prepared to deal with the pain, and just let's do it without words. And everybody interprets pain differently, and there are those who are very tolerant of pain, and then there are those who are very sensitive to pain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Another drug that was used early on was morphine that was used to block pain, and that's also highly addictive. Is heroin a more powerful drug than morphine?
Powerful. Interesting. I'm going to be honest with you, Mark. I'm not really all that sure. Each have their issues, and I would recommend that you avoid both as much as possible.
And now there's this drug, fentanyl, I think it is, that is often considered 100 times stronger than heroin, which is one of the drugs that street drugs is causing so many deaths that we are seeing related to the opioid crisis.
Right. And it's sad that they're able to increase concentrations and they're able to make it available to the public when they need to really, you know, it's like, okay, I picture an evil scientist in a lab saying, oh, I've discovered this new compound. Now I just got to get everybody to take it. And so let me move it down the hallway to the marketing department and let them solve that equation so that I can become rich because they've marketed it to everybody and everybody seems to enjoy the fact that I created this chemical. I mean, that's really what goes on in the pharmaceutical industry. And it's very, very sad that, again, and we've used this moniker for as long as I've been doing the show, it's all about profits over people, and it's morally and ethically unjust, and it needs to stop. And yet we're not educating people to not value money more than we value human life, but that just happens to be where we're at right now.
And I guess part of the problem becomes for people that have gotten these prescription medications, and then the prescriptions become so expensive that they can't use them, so then that's really led to a lot of street drugs that
right.
people are taking,
which is ridiculous, because if they're synthesizing them from chemical compounds, okay, mm-hmm. it doesn't cost much to do that once you have your pipeline set up.
Right.
So, you know, we had the whole gouging by different pharmaceutical companies in terms of ramping up the price so severely that, you know, the government, quote, had to get involved. And, you know, some CEOs lost their jobs as a result of trying to gouge the public because they were interested in their big Christmas bonuses at the end of the year. And again, it goes back to the corrupt and the immoralness of our society, because people value money more than they value people. And the consequences of that will show up, and the consequences of that are showing up.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing that's happened is it's been a major shift in the society, because now that, you know, it used to be that heroin addicts and people that were on those types of drugs and crackheads and people like that were marginalized in the culture. And now more and more you're seeing, I saw an episode on a news program, and they were showing a new program that they're using in California for people who have been addicted to opioids. And most of the people in there were gray-haired, were people in their 60s, people in their 50s. They were not the, you know, young homeless people that you see on the streets that you would think is typically as a drug addict.
Right, these were educated people.
These were people who had some issue that they were on these prescription medications, and they just like anybody else, they were addicted. And now what you hear is that there are more people dying from these drugs than there are from illegal guns.
Right, and it's just really, really sad, and it's not that hard to understand. I mean, you know, they've put in stricter gun control laws, and so far access to heroin is easier than obtaining a gun. The whole situation, the warped understanding that we have, and what the ideas of the powers of the people that be, the people that are in our government that are making up these rules and regulations, and what they regulate versus what they don't regulate, and how they can, you know, wasn't it like 20 years ago where they talked about the legalization of marijuana, and mm-hmm. the news was just like, I don't ever see that happening. Well, now that they've figured out how to standardize it, and how they've figured out how to monetize it, and how they've figured out how to control it and tax it and all of that, well, good, now it's available. Why? Because until they can figure out how to control it and and monetize it, it's not going to be offered. But once they figure out how to do that, they'll position it in such a way to make it happen. And so here we are, and here it is happening.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, we're seeing that, you know, that the drug problems are so pervasive, and our approach to them is we've declared wars on drugs. We've declared a war on this and a war on that. And every time we do that, all we end up having is more deaths, more destruction, more problems.
Right, because they have to ramp up the reason for why they have to justify the war. And they justify the war by creating headlines that say, look, these kids are dying, or these people are dying, or this is a tragedy, blah, blah, blah. And so we need to do something about it, and we need to put in stronger regulations and more government control, and it's going to cost the taxpayer this much money. And it's just the story that is how the powers that be do things in society. And
but I think it goes to the heart, I think, of the difference in your approach to healthcare, which is you take a positive approach towards helping people have health, as opposed to an anti approach of against disease or against these things. In other words, the fight is always against something bad. And rather than taking that approach, you're taking an inclusive approach where you're saying, okay, you have a health issue. We're going to bring you back into balance. We're going to bring you back into a correct relationship with your health, as opposed to an incorrect relationship. You're not fighting against the disease.
No, I'm working
You're working with the person to bring them into health.
That's exactly
correct. Very different approach. And that's why these wars on, you know, whatever it is, poverty, war on, you know, terrorism, war on drugs.
Right. Nobody ever wins a war.
You can't win a war.
Right.
Everybody
so
loses.
We shouldn't go to war, okay? We shouldn't even go to battle. We should gain understanding, and we should work with in an effort to be inclusive, in an effort to create a positive outcome, not always create, you know, negative houses of cards that if you blow on it hard enough, the whole thing's mm-hmm. going to collapse. And that's essentially how we're doing our healthcare system.
Yeah, it's a shame that we're doing it that way, because there is another approach to it, and the other approach can actually be more beneficial overall to society and to the individual.
Absolutely.
Nope. Great conversation, Doc Rick. We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you a little bit more about pain management.
Absolutely. But you, the listener, I thank you for tuning in. If you're suffering with any kind of condition whatsoever and you don't understand why, consider what this next commercial says, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
How many of you listening to this show are tired of the lack of true solutions to your health concerns? You go to your medical doctor either because your insurance will pay for it, or you believe in the traditional allopathic form of care of having tests done to focus in on your problem, get the results, and then are given prescription medication for your pain or symptoms, and you go home feeling less than satisfied. You're left looking at a bottle or two of prescription medication for a condition you do not understand, nor do you feel your medical doctor does either. So you go to Google, type in the name of your medication to look for side effects, and find the list of side effects to be worse than the symptoms you went to see your doctor for. Then you look up the name of the condition your medical doctor told you they are testing you for, and you are not totally convinced that this is what you have. So now what? Ask Dr. Y. Who is Dr. Y? Dr. Y is a holistic healthcare provider who has spent the past 30 years traveling the globe to learn what the rest of the world does to get well from their health concerns without all the medications and surgeries. And he has spent the past 30 years applying these teachings and learnings to great success by understanding the reason why someone develops a health challenge, and more importantly, what needs to be done to remedy the concern. Dr. Y is a provider who will talk to you in simple terms to help you understand the imbalances you have and why they have manifested in the concern that you are trying to resolve. Dr. Y is a provider who will help you to develop a real plan to support you to return to health and balance. Dr. Y will help you to do this by reducing or eliminating the need for prescription medications and allow your body to do what it was meant to do, express abundant health and well-being. If you are tired of the lack of results and the continuous need for more and more prescription medications, you need to ask Dr. Y. Schedule your consultation with Dr. Y by calling 845-561-2225. That's 845-561-2225.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. The best way to get a hold of me is to call my cell phone directly at area code 845-561-2225. That's again, 845-561-2225. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understand the concerns that you have regarding your health. And today we've been talking about pain, Mark, and what else would you like to discuss?
I want to look a little bit into the approach that you have towards health and how people might benefit from that. I mean, people have become reliant upon medical drugs, medicinal drugs, to remain functional in their lives, and this is really an area of passion that you have for health. And in your practice, as we've said before, drugs are not an option. So what does that restriction lead you to do in order to help people restore, maintain their health, and deal with pain?
Well, ultimately, it has to do with doing an adequate history and an adequate physical exam to understand, okay, what is the problem that they have that's causing their body to manifest by producing pain? Once we understand why they're experiencing pain, then we can figure out where in the nervous system that pain is coming from, and then use some of the techniques that we have in order to address that aspect of the nervous system and turn the circuits off that are stuck open, or close the circuits, essentially what I just said, close the circuits that are stuck on, or turn the circuits on that have been shut off for whatever particular reason to establish proper balance of given flow within the nervous system itself.
Part of what has to happen for people is you're helping them to the people that you care about make better choices, and that's not always easy. I mean, you can try to be a good influence, but ultimately the person has to make their own choices.
They do have to make their own choices, but once you get a person to feel better, they make better choices because their brain isn't so caved in by the pain itself. And that's the thing. When a person gets chronic pain, it changes the way that their brain functions. It changes their ability to think. It changes their ability to respond to the world. It just changes a whole bunch of things. And so when you get a person out of pain, then they can think more clearly, then they can make more rational decisions, then they can have better outcomes. And getting rid of the pain initially is the first step towards that end. And, having helped the people that I've helped over the years get out of their chronic pain, we've mentioned this young lady before. When she came to see me, she was on 14 different medications for chronic pain for a condition that the medical doctor said there was no solution for. And after 30 seconds in my office, she was totally pain-free and has been pain-free ever since then. And she's been able to come off all of her medications, and she lost 165 pounds as a result of doing those things. Why? Because now her brain was functioning again, and she could concentrate on what she wanted to achieve and what she wanted as good, positive health outcomes, and then she was able to execute and make all of those things happen.
Mm-hmm. And I remember, I think you told a story once of a young man that came into your office who was, on drugs, and you helped him by giving him a perspective that he hadn't really taken in. He didn't understand what was going on. So part of the approach that you have towards helping people deal with something like pain or drug addiction is to share the perspective and get a whole view of their own lives so that they can take into consideration what's going on.
Right. It's helping them to understand the mechanism of cause. And the particular gentleman that was in my office that did have a heroin addiction, when I helped him trace back in his life where his addictive nature developed and how it developed in his childhood when he became addicted to sugar, and then that sugar turned into recreational drugs, which then turned into stronger and stronger drugs and eventually ended up with a heroin addiction. When I was able to show him the life path that got him to where he was, to where he walked into my office, when we went back in his history and showed him where the initial circumstance related to and how it had to do with the addiction of getting the love and the support that he was looking for from his parents and from his grandparents, it made a huge difference in his life. He was like, well, now I understand why I did all the things that I did, and I'm sorry that I made those choices, but now that I understand the choices that I made and I can see it clearly, now I choose not to make those choices. And he's wasn't addicted to heroin that same day that he came into my office. And, you know, the listener may think, well, that's not possible. Trust me, it is possible. But if you don't think it's possible, then you're probably going to need more severe help than what it is that there are various shades of gray when it comes to helping a person understand their problem. But once a person sees the light, okay, you can't take that away from them. Once a person knows something to be true, you can't make them think that it's no longer true because they know it's true. It has nothing to do with thinking. It has to do with knowing. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, for the listener that's out there that has some level of imbalance, whether it is an addiction, whether it is pain, whether it is just some other kind of health problem, like a blood pressure or like a sciatica or like a, I don't know, whatever the thing is, high cholesterol, whatever your imbalance is, there is a solution. It's called understanding, and it's called clarity of understanding. And once you understand the mechanism of cause, then you decide whether you want to turn that on and keep having it or turn it off and walk away from it. And 99 times out of 100, the person's going to want to turn it off and walk away from it. And then there are those less than 1% of people who, you know what, their lifestyle is so wrapped up in their condition that they wouldn't know who to be if they didn't have their condition. And those are people that just aren't ready for help.
Right. They can't see their way out of the situation they're in. Now, are there other ways of managing pain that you can, the people could use? Things like, I've heard that acupuncture can be used for
acupuncture is very effective for pain, but you need to have somebody that does acupuncture that knows the techniques and the mechanisms in and out of that. You know, just by randomly placing acupuncture needles within a person, if that's the level of understanding a person has, you may not get the results that the person's looking for. Mm-hmm. And so you need to interview the acupuncturist. There's a lot of great, high-quality acupuncturists out there. My hope is to be able to interview some of them at some point and get an understanding. Interview them and ask the questions that you need to ask when you go to any healthcare provider in terms of what are the pluses and minuses of what we're going to do, what's the mechanism of cause, and how is what you're going to do going to be addressing that, or is it just going to be masking that? And these are questions that need to be answered, and they need to be answered before you commit to some level of deep involvement with, mm-hmm. with whoever the provider is.
Mm-hmm. Can pain be simply psychosomatic?
Of course it can be psychosomatic. It's all problems start out. All problems start out between our ears. And it's the actions that we take and the consequences of those actions that may lead to some sort of injury, okay? But everything that happens to us is self-inflicted. That's a very, very high perspective to help the listener to appreciate, and some people may not be ready to embrace it. But my life experience has shown me all the education, all the learnings, all the teachings, and all the practicings that I've been doing in my life for as long as I've lived has shown me that nothing happens to me. It always happens through me, and it's through my agreement to whatever it is that's happening.
That's a profound perspective to take a look at and how you approach the world. As now you become responsible for your own life.
What was that word you just said?
Responsible.
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 Do we use that word in our society anymore?
Not a whole lot.
I think we put an in front of it. Irresponsible, you know. But yeah, it's about being responsible. And again, it's about understanding mechanisms. And when you understand the effects of your actions and then you change your actions, then you change the outcomes and then you go back into balance and then you don't have problems.
And I mean, I want to make the point that you may be taking responsibility for your life and take the perspective that you're responsible for everything that happens in your life. That doesn't mean that you don't need help when there is help to be had.
No, obviously a person, I mean, there are things that I can't do for myself. Mm-hmm. I go see a chiropractor. Mm-hmm. I'm a chiropractor. Well, why would you go see a chiropractor? Well, because I can't do chiropractic on me. I need another highly qualified, trained, you know, somebody that I have an affinity for to be able to adjust me. And so I go get adjusted as often as I can go get adjusted that my life allows for it. And there are days where I actually make it my number one. I'm getting up today. I'm going to exercise first, and then I'm going to go get adjusted before I do anything else. Why? Because I know that I need an adjustment. But, you know, it's about helping people to understand and finding, okay, what is the best solution for you? You know who the best doctor in the world is, Mark?
No. Who?
The one that helps you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they may not even be a doctor. And that was, you know, Patch Adams, Robin Williams' character, Patch Adams, you know, everybody can doctor everybody else. And that was such a profound message because mm-hmm. the purpose of being a human being is to help more human beings. And so our job as individual human beings is to interact with other human beings and find out, okay, how do we come together and how do we support each other and how do we raise the outcomes of what it is that we're trying to create? And again, the purpose of being a human being is to help other human beings.
Mm-hmm. And didn't you once tell me that the term physician means a teacher?
Physician does mean that. You look up the term physician in the dictionary, and it's going to reference being a teacher. And so if you go to your physician and you don't learn something, technically they didn't do their job that day. And my thought is that they didn't do their job, you shouldn't have to pay them, nor should your insurance company. But that, I think that would turn the whole healthcare system on its ear.
I think that's not going to work out.
Right.
A couple more ideas of other alternate treatments for pain. There's something called radio frequency or RF treatments. Have you heard of those?
I have heard of them. I haven't looked into it enough, but my understanding is you know, all of life is about energy, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, we see different colors, they are vibrating at a different frequency. We hear different sounds, they're vibrating at a different frequency. The solidness or the fluidity of a physical substance is based upon the energy and how it's vibrating. Everything is about vibration and energy. And so if you're using RF healing techniques, it's involving energy. And I haven't chosen to look into it. My understanding is the future of healthcare is going to be about sound and it's going to be about color. I don't know how that's going to come together, but you know, I understand and practice some sound healing, and I mm-hmm. understand and practice some light healing, and it just depends upon. When I had a particular eye problem quite a number of years back, and I went to see my eye doctor, who was also a traditional Chinese medicine practitioner and an acupuncturist, and he was delving into different colored lenses, and so he gave me a pair of colored sunglasses to wear for a period of time in an effort to help my eyes heal. And the, you know, he had the whole rainbow spectrum of different sunglasses, and I'm like, wow, those are pretty. Can I get a purple pair? And he's like, well, you don't need the purple pair, you actually need the orange pair. And I walked out of there with an orange pair of sunglasses, and I wore them for a period of time, and it did help my eyes heal. And so there's, everything is about energy. So regardless of what the healing modality is, if it helps to restore balance energetically to the person or helps to increase their energy frequency, it's going to be healing in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, and there is a effort to do things like sound healing and color healing, light healing, these things. And as you say, since it's all energy, if you can move the energy in one way or another, in a way to bring it back into balance.
And what is the technique that you do that moves energy?
Which is Tai Chi.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all about moving energy.
It's like you're sitting there telling me about moving energy, and I'm remembering our first class together and you teaching me and us talking about how moving the energy and what Tai Chi is all about. And that's one of the things that created so much affinity, at least on my end, for who you are and what it is that you do. I'm like, this guy gets it. I can hang out with him. You
know? Exactly. Exactly. Well, this has been another great conversation, you know, an important topic for people who are dealing with pain, that there are alternatives to be able to handle your pain. There are ways to get out of pain without having to rely upon drugs. There are ways to get out of any of your health concerns without necessarily having to turn to drugs. That doesn't mean that if you are using medication and that's part of the solution, that's something you can't do. It just means that there are ways that you can get your health back and think about turning towards health as opposed to turning away from sickness.
Absolutely. And what I would ask the listener to do is, there are definitely places in our society for when medicine is necessary. If you have a crisis that's going on, medicine may be the quickest way out of crisis, but don't stop there. Don't finish your handling the problem by becoming addicted to or being put on and doing the continuous treadmill of treatment by taking, you know, your blood pressure medication or your cholesterol medication or your diabetes medication for the rest of your life. help you get out of crisis, help to regulate the imbalance back to balance, but then go address the cause and get to the understanding of why you have what you have and make sure that you're addressing that. And when you have that as an issue, I'm the guy that you're probably going to want to see, and there's probably some other doctors out there which will be the ones that you want to go see. But at the end of the day, you need to make sure that you're getting your problem addressed at its source and not at its effect. And so I want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in today. I want to thank Mark for putting this show together. I thought it was a good show as far as the content that we gave. And I would ask the listener to tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath, and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise, I'd rather give you a pill. The thing is, there might be some side effects, you mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill. I looked on the internet, checked out a medical site. It said you may not be depressive, but then again you might. If you're worried that you are, then take this simple test. Obviously you need a pill, you know how one is best. The thing is, there might be some side effects. Oh, I'd heard that before. I went rushing back to the doctor. He said, are you looking for more? On top of that, 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 on top of that. I grabbed him by the stethoscope. I said, doctor, the reason I came, I'm wise to your little game. You and the pharmaceuticals and your medical insurance pals, you want us to stay ill so you can push your pills, making maximum gain and profit from our pain. And on top of that, 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 on top of that. Since I began this tirade, I've been feeling better.